USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Emergency crews continue to conduct secondary searches in Andover, Kansas, after a tornado struck the area. About 1,000 buildings were in the storm's approximately 3.5-mile path. At the height of the storm, more than 15,000 homes were without power. People are being asked to stay away from these storm-damaged areas. Ukrainian officials say despite heavy shelling, Russian forces have failed to take 3 key areas in the eastern regions of Donetsk and Luhansk. Western governments continue to funnel weapons to Ukrainian forces. Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov walked back a number of recent comments about nuclear war, telling a Saudi-owned news channel that Russia does not consider itself to be at war with NATO. Tech stocks tanked Wall Street, the Nasdaq with its biggest monthly loss since 2008, the S&P 500 with its worst month since the beginning of the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Federal prosecutors secured a second guilty plea with a member of the Oath Keepers for his role in the January 6th insurrection. Brian Ulrich admitted Friday he was part of the group that was seen ascending the east steps of the Capitol in military-style stack formation. The 44-year-old from Georgia pleaded guilty to 2 felony charges, both which carry up to 20 years in prison and fines up to $250,000. As part of his plea deal, Ulrich agreed to provide substantial cooperation to the government, including testifying before a grand jury and at trial, as well as sitting for interviews with the government upon request. A former Idaho state lawmaker was convicted of rape Friday. Aaron Fawn Ellinger was a state representative until Thursday when he resigned after an ethics committee voted unanimously to recommend his censure. The trial was dramatic as the 19-year-old victim fled the witness stand during testimony. The 39-year-old Ellinger was found guilty of raping the legislative intern in his apartment after the two had dinner last year. He'll be sentenced in July. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The responsible parties for about $1 million in theft from stores in 9 counties of the Golden State have admitted their crimes.
2 men are being sentenced to 16 months in prison following a California Justice Department investigation into a statewide retail theft ring. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says he thinks this will help slow the state's rise in robberies and theft.
The way to deter crime is for those who seek to commit crime to know that they will be arrested if they commit the crime. They have been arrested. They have been sentenced or convicted. They have been convicted to felony convictions consistent with the activity that they committed.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Connecticut Senate has approved a bill that aims to protect in-state abortion providers and those seeking abortion from legal action stemming from out of state. Under the measure, state and local agencies would be prevented from cooperating in investigations and prosecutions of abortion providers in the Constitution state. The bill also modifies Connecticut's extradition statutes, preventing an out-of-state patient's medical records from being disclosed. Governor Ned Lamont, a Democrat, says he would sign the bill, which comes after Texas enacted a law authorizing lawsuits against anyone who performs or facilitates a banned abortion, even in another state. You can listen to us anytime. Our web address is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.